We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Attorney Terry Connors is with us live this morning on WBEN. The Whitfield family, the first of 10 families, has obtained legal representation after Saturday's attack at Tops, saying their family's been ripped apart after they lost the matriarch of their family. Terry, this adds a whole new dimension to this story. Tell us how this step came about.
Well, the pain... and the sorrow and the grief is so deep that it's generated some anger. And you heard from the Whitfield family yesterday. They are marvelous people, every one of them. They spoke right from their heart. And they're angry. And other families have contacted us are angry as well. And they don't want this to end just with the prosecution of the individual who did the shooting. They want to go back and look, see what happened. How did this evolve? Who loaded the gun? Who is responsible for providing the assistance, if any? Who is responsible for facilitating this matter? Do what we call a root cause analysis to find out exactly what happened. Bring some answers to them, although certainly no closure.
Looking to bring some sort of justice, what are you advocating for outside of, say, you know, what would typically happen in this investigation? We know police right now are looking for those types of things. If something was posted online, who may have seen it before the shooting took place? What, in addition to that, do you think can be done?
Well, there are a number of measures that can be implemented that we have done before in other cases. We can help to affect legislative change. We can help to affect the improvement of statutes that are currently in standing, like the red flag law in New York. We can help modernize those procedures. This family wants to see that change occur because they never want to see anything like this happen to anyone else again.
How did civil rights attorney Ben Crump get involved in this case?
Well, there's not a case like this that Ben doesn't get a call on throughout the country. And I've worked with him before in other cases, and the families reached out to him and told him of their pain and their goals. And Ben and I talked as early as Saturday evening and started to put together the process to accomplish the goals for these wonderful families.
I can't even begin to, we heard again this morning, Garnell Whitfield remembering his mother, Ruth, yesterday.
Believable.
The emotion that we saw there yesterday, I'm wondering what that's like for you personally. How, working with a family that's grieving so intensely like that, how they still have the wherewithal to do some of the things that you laid out earlier?
Well, that's a great question. And, you know, you wonder about the human spirit, and then you see it in action with these families. And we sat with them privately, Ben and I, and spent most of the day with them yesterday. And they were remarkable in their resolve. And to tell you the truth, the strength they get from their mother is where this comes from. Each one of them said the same thing. They said that this is what our mother would want us to do, and we know that we can honor her and make her legacy more than being a victim in a supermarket shooting by a supremacist, white supremacist, who has been described accurately as a monster.
I know they called her an angel of the community, and they also said that it wasn't easy to go public like this. Talk about that.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, Garnell and his brothers and sisters and their children and grandchildren had a long family meeting to decide what it was that they could do, what it was that they could do to honor their mother and their grandmother. And it was at the conclusion of that meeting that they reached out to us and said, help us. And we said, of course.
You mentioned pushing for or advancing legislation. You know, that's one of the things. I'm thinking back to Flight 3407, Terry, and the impact those families were able to have on legislation in Washington that they continue to have in their lobbying all around the country. The question with this is, you know, it was maybe a little more clear and black and white in that case as to what needed to happen. You know, when we look for answers after Saturday and we look to lawmakers or we look to some sort of law or something to prevent it, it's much more murky. There's no simple solution to say, okay, we can do this and that would stop this from happening in the future. How do you reach that point of, you know, what it is we want to fight for?
Well, you know that I was deeply involved in Flight 3407 and that the families that I represented in that tragedy still remain friends of ours. And that was an incredible group, intelligent, stamina, physical stamina, emotional stamina. They did a magnificent job in what they had to do. But this isn't all that different. You know that there are laws out there that are not being enforced. You know that there are laws out there that could be stronger. The truth about this is that everyone agrees that you've got to stop the gun violence. Second Amendment advocates don't want to see guns in the hands of people who are mentally ill and are going to abuse the privilege. It's something that's universal, and that's where you can all come together. So I don't think it's as murky as you suggest. I think there are opportunities here. And that's what we're going to explore.
You know, on litigation, Terry, who would be named besides the shooter?
Yeah, it's way too premature to discuss it definitively. But I can tell you that the process, the way it works when you do the root cause analysis, you look to the horror, you look to the event, and you work your way backwards along the chain of events that led up to it. You do a chronological outline just to see what happened. When did this hate start to grow? How did it grow? Was it fomented? You look to see how he was able to buy the gun at 18 years old, an AR-15. You look to see how he was able to get a magazine that's illegal in Pennsylvania and travel to New York. You look to see along the way whether there were red flags that were ignored. And that's the way you do that to determine if litigation can change behavior, which it does. You know, people sometimes decry litigation, but it's made some of the most monumental changes in our history. And that's how you do it. You hold the people accountable and let them know, let the next set of people know they're going to be held accountable.
As you say that, you know, maybe the thing that's happening in a lot of people's minds is one of the ways to pinpoint what went on. Maybe the simplest way to look for an answer is that we've been told he had been, you know, flagged, so to speak, in the past, this past June, undergoing a mental health evaluation after making a threat of some sort at his school. He underwent that evaluation, was able to be released, then able to legally purchase a gun that included a background check being done on him. That evaluation not appearing in the background check or anything that would have appeared did not stop that weapon from being legally purchased at that time. Is that maybe a clear answer of something to look at?
Well, we're certainly going to look very closely at the facts and the circumstances that surround that event, because you're right. Whether someone is liable or not doesn't replace the fact that the system failed. We need to find out why it failed and how we can change it and how we can, you know, make it fail safe if possible. And that's one of the areas we will definitely look at.
Terry, we appreciate the time as always this morning. Thanks again.
You're very welcome.
Terry Connors, Buffalo attorney, joining us on WBEN Buffalo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.